Corn growers from North and South America have teamed up to form a new international maize alliance, according to U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slight.
It's an agreement between the corn producers of Argentina, Brazil, and the United States to work more closely together to reach out to the world and to our customers and talk about the modern agriculture, food security, and the roles that biotechnology and environmental stewardship and the ability of modern farmers to meet those needs of the world. But the main idea is to coordinate communications and speak with a more united voice as producers to the rest of the world.
Slight says Maizol was created to address key global issues concerning food security, biotechnology, stewardship, trade, and producer image.
Acceptance of biotechnology, sanitary and phytosanitary barriers, just market access barriers. When you have the major corn-producing countries, talking with a more united voice, it adds the farmer's voice to the already ongoing government-to-government negotiations, the industry-to-industry negotiations. Now the farmers will be speaking to customers with one voice.
Slight says members of Congress are showing an interest in making global regulatory issues a priority in discussions with international trading partners, which could lead to greater inclusion of market access barriers related to agricultural biotechnology in future bilateral and multilateral trade discussions.
With all these new free trade agreements coming down the road here, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, all these things are moving along, and key issues coming in both of these negotiations are market access, sanitary and phytosanitary agreements, and agricultural biotechnology.
The primary focus of this new alliance is on better consumer understanding of production agriculture and the benefits of biotechnology, as well as outreach to governments and stakeholders on the need for trade-enabling biotechnology policies and regulatory procedures. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.